Your grandson, Eric. He said he'd been around the world. Where all has he been, exactly?
Well, he's been to Thailand. He's been to Japan. He's been to a station in Hawaii. He went to Iran. He's been to Germany, he's been to England, and then to Maine, the United States, and Maryland, and California, come across the line. He's been, I say, that's around the world.
Yeah, pretty much so. What about some of your children's accomplishments and things they have taken place in that might be historical events?
Historical events? Not in
Vietnam?
Your daddy was in the air force too, but none of the rest of the children were in service, so in fact. Quite a few awards with running track. They're just everyday people. They don't do much specially for the country, but they would do what is required of them to do.
Oh, let's see. Looking back, when you were raising your children, what is the one thing, if you could have done different, you would have done? Is there any regret in anything you did?
I couldn't have made them study harder because we made them study. So, anything that I regret in raising, I become a wonderful children. There is a lie today.
When you married your husband, you did a lot of moving around. Was that because of...
He worked for American Telephone Company and moved for 2 months and quit his job from that year and went to work.
That was from
what? He worked for AT&T.
You've only got one surviving parent, and that's your mother. And she resides in Colonial Pines Nursing Home. Wish we could get to her and talk to her about some of the stuff that y'all
well,
did when y'all were young.
She doesn't know what you're talking about. She can't talk. She will. She's 89 years old.
And if your father was still living, he would be what? And your husband died when he was
60. We was in Alabama. My husband was born back in Williams, Alabama. A town named for his great-grandfather.
That's in Wilcox County.
In Wilcox County, South Alabama. Well, he was the only child. He resided there until he was 14 years old.
Didn't his parents divorce or something? So there was no other children, no half brothers or sisters?
Yes, half brothers. Yes. We don't know that much about his family other than they're deceased.
Everyone's deceased. So Jeremy and Eric are the only ones left to carry on the McWilliams name.
So if they don't get married and have any grandbabies, I would
say grandsons.
Or have no other body taking names on. It really worked. Kim had Eric, one boy, and then Paul had a girl, and Paul had a girl, and then he had a boy. Thank you.
The only other people that had boys was Martha, and
she was a lady.
Yeah, she was a lady. It's kind of funny, I was thinking about it earlier, how dominant, you know, when you and Granddad had your kids, you had just about all boys. Mm-hmm. When your children had other kids, they had just about all girls. So, it was kind of funny. Had a nice little mixture there.
Yeah. See, Martha's husband from a family of boys, only two girls. My family was all boys. See, she had a girl first, and then two boys, because they had all their grandchildren were boys. So they wanted a girl. They got a girl, but I wanted a girl too. I didn't care. I didn't have but one little daughter, and I got some granddaughters.
Yeah, I know. Okay, growing up in this little community, let's get to the gossipy part of it. Do you remember any controversy surrounding any particular person or family member or family in this community as you were growing up?
A lot of gossip, but I don't repeat that.
Juicy little tidbit. Okay. So you have lived in Alabama all of your life?
All of my life. Most all of my life has been lived in Austin. It, all of it, except 3 months of my travel with my husband, which was in Birmingham, Jefferson, and Shelby County. Motel room, which I didn't like.
Oh no. Not even like staying in them things overnight.
I was pregnant with my daughter, and we lived in a friendship community. And I was 2 weeks late with her already, and come and wash the bridges. And my daddy says, we've got to do something, because she'll have to go tonight for sure. So he goes down, gets a tractor, and my two brothers, and they build a shift bridge so we can get in and out with the car over this running water, so daddy can take me to the hospital if I have to have my baby. But I didn't have her that night.
So you were you born in a hospital?
Yes. I was born in St. Paul. All of my sisters were born at home. And I had one baby sister that died when she was born, and she was 31. But I can remember that because I...
What did she die of? Just was she early?
She was bruised. Things to do for
them. Oh, that's sad. Was she buried in the cemetery? Or?
In.
No, I didn't. Learn something new every day. Well, you had other baby sisters too, but Sybil and Becky.
which was not any bigger than a coffee pot. She was very small.
Was she a preemie?
She was 8 months.
She was a preemie.
I remember her because she was my dog. I didn't know that she was my dog.
I guess that just about wraps it up. We've got 60 minutes. Do you have anything you would like to say extra?
Other than I just, my favorite sewing and working in my flower garden.
Yeah. Beautiful roses. And of course, then little tomato garden up there. That's what it was last year, wasn't it? Or year before? Yeah, because I wasn't here last year. So if I go see Grandma and
I go see Mother every other day. Have someone there to see it every day. My brother. They both work out of town.
One last thing. What do you think the most valuable lesson you've learned in life was?
To believe in Christ is not